listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations.
Welcome back to Season 7, Episode 7. Family, today we're having a real conversation about leadership and mental health. Specifically, what happens psychologically when we're led by individuals who are not qualified, not emotionally regulated, and not equipped for the level of power they hold. If you know, you know. Because leadership is not just about authority, it's about stability. And when stability is missing, your nervous system feels it. So today we're completing cycles of internalizing instability, reflecting on how unsafe leadership impacts us psychologically, and renewing how to protect our mental health in environments we cannot control. Now let's start with a foundational concept in organizational psychology, and that's psychological safety. Psychological safety means that you can speak without fear of punishment, you can offer expertise without being threatened, you can make mistakes without humiliation, and you can feel respected for your knowledge and contribution. When leadership lacks competence or emotional maturity, psychological safety collapses. And when safety collapses, the nervous system shifts into protection mode. Hypervigilance, guarded communication, overthinking, self-censorship, emotional withdrawal. Now let's take that deeper. Imagine this. You've been in your profession for about 15 or 20 years. You've built systems. You've mentored others. You understand the culture and complexity of the work. Then someone with significantly less experience and less knowledge is placed above you in authority. Instead of collaborating, they override seasoned advice, make impulsive decisions, dismiss expertise, interpret feedback as insubordination, and lead from ego instead of competence. And here's where something powerful happens psychologically. You begin to experience cognitive dissonance. And let me explain. Cognitive dissonance is a mental discomfort that occurs when two beliefs or realities conflict at the same time. In this situation, the dissonance sounds like, I know I'm competent, but I'm being treated like I'm not. I have more experience, but I have less authority. I understand the system, but I have to follow decisions that don't make sense. Your brain struggles to reconcile this contradiction. And when the power dynamic doesn't allow you to resolve it externally, your mind tries to resolve it internally. That's when self-doubt creeps in. You may begin to think, maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe I don't know as much as I thought. Maybe I should just stay quiet. Or maybe I'm the problem. That is the psychological toll of cognitive dissonance under unstable leadership. Because when reality feels irrational, your brain tries to restore order. And if you cannot challenge the system safely, you may unconsciously challenge yourself instead. And that creates internalized doubt, frustration turned inward, emotional exhaustion, suppressed resentment, and burnout. You're holding two truths. I am capable. And I'm being led by someone who's incompetent. And the nervous system does not like unresolved contradictions. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. Now let's examine what may be happening psychologically for leaders who are underqualified. When someone holds power beyond their capacity, they may experience imposter syndrome, performance anxiety, identity threat, and fear of exposure. If they lack emotional maturity, instead of regulating that internally, they may externalize it. Externalization looks like micromanagement, silencing dissent, punishing competence, gaslighting experienced professionals, and doubling down when wrong. This is not leadership. This is ego defense under pressure. And insecure leadership often attacks the very people who are the most competent because competence feels threatening. Now let's zoom out. When national leadership communicates in ways that escalate conflict, threaten other nations, dismiss expertise, create internal division, position citizens against one another, and speaks in destabilizing or inflammatory tones, it produces a collective anxiety. When a national leader feels like a threat rather than a stabilizer, citizens experience chronic uncertainty, hypervigilance, emotional fatigue, division in relationships, and fear about the future. And again, cognitive dissonance emerges. You may believe I live in a democracy, but I feel unsafe. I trust institutions, but leadership feels reckless. I want stability, but the tone is volatile. That contradiction creates stress, and leadership sets psychological climate. And when that climate feels unstable, the nervous system tightens up collectively. So let's talk about the Season 7 framework. Completion means releasing the belief that your stress is weakness. You are responding to instability. For reflection, ask yourself, where am I experiencing cognitive dissonance? Am I doubting myself because power feels misaligned? And what truths am I holding simultaneously? Renewal means strengthening internal clarity, seeking psychologically safe spaces, building community, and practicing grounded self-leadership. You may not control who holds power, but you can control how much power instability has over your identity. So let's do an integration practice. And if you're able to, place one hand on your chest. And repeat, I trust my competence. I will not internalize someone else's insecurity. I can acknowledge contradiction without losing myself. I lead myself with integrity. Just take a moment to take a deep inhale and exhale. Leadership without competence creates dissonance. Leadership without regulation creates instability. Leadership without humility creates harm. Season 7 reminds us, completion, release self-blame. Reflection, understand the psychological impact. And renewal, build stability within. You deserve environments where your expertise is respected. And until that is fully present externally, be anchored internally. Until next time, take care of your mind, protect your heart, and remember, you are the most important person in your life.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.